Good afternoon. Tensions on the Costa del Sol continue to escalate following a string of violent incidents. This includes a shooting yesterday evening in the Cancelada area of Estepona. The gunfire broke out during an eviction operation targeting several occupied properties. National police officers were deployed to the scene at around 7 p.m. after reports of shots fired near Calle Carmen Conde. A private eviction firm had been clearing out more than 10 occupants from the building when, according to police sources, some of those returned and fired multiple rounds. Bullet casings were recovered at the scene. Police confirmed the suspected shooters fled in a vehicle, prompting the launch of an investigation to identify and locate those involved. Although the incident is not believed to be linked to any others, it comes less than 24 hours after a brutal attack in Cala Onda, where a young man, reportedly from Liverpool, was fatally shot in a residential area. Solar electricity production in Europe during the first quarter of this year was up by over 30% from the same month last year, setting the stage for a full-year record performance from the region's solar farms. Total solar electrical generation over the January to March period was 32% more than a year ago. Up until around 2010, Germany and Spain accounted for over 80% of all Europe's solar generation capacity. But due to steep cost drops and increases in solar system efficiency levels, several other countries have rapidly increased their capacity. The news comes as Red Eléctrica announced that for the first time earlier this month, the whole of Spain's electricity system was supplied from renewable sources. Greece, Germany, the Netherlands, Portugal and Spain will all likely generate over 25% of their total electricity from solar systems during June, July and August. The top football league posted record commercial revenue in 2023-4, whilst recurring revenue surpassed €5 billion for the first time since the pandemic, though still falling slightly shy of the pre-COVID heights. La Liga's €5 billion from its four traditional recurring revenue pillars, matchday, commercial, broadcasting and UEFA prize money, represents a 3.2% increase over the previous season, riding a wave of fan enthusiasm that saw a record 16 million spectators fill stadiums at an average of 75.4% capacity. The impressive attendance figures helped drive matchday revenue up 4.8%, whilst commercial income climbed 7.4% to exceed €1 billion for the second consecutive year. And travellers heading to the Costa Blanca may find their plans disrupted in the Moreira area, as the town is now restricting motorhome access to beachfront car parks by installing new height barriers. These barriers, set at 2.2 metres, effectively block entry for most camper vans. The Teulada Moreira Council has implemented the barriers across several beachside parking areas in response to growing motorhome tourism. The trend, popular among retired international travellers, has led to long-stay car parks with chairs and tables set up alongside scenic coastal stretches, often without charge or regulation. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.